Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m., here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington. Good morning. We welcome you to First Christian Church. We're so glad you've chosen to worship here with us. It's great to see you all here inside of our sanctuary. I'm Dave Yonker. I'm so glad that y'all are here with us in worship today. Welcome our friends who are also joining us on Facebook Live and through our church website. And so wherever we find ourselves here today, it's great to be together as a church family. And so as we're gathered, we ask you to take out your worship bulletin that you received on the way in the main doors this morning. And on the right-hand side, you'll find our tear-off sheet that says connect at the very top. So we invite you to tear it off now and fill it out and let us know that you were here with us in church today. You can also jot down prayer concerns or praises that are happening in your life. You can check one of those boxes if you'd like to know more information about getting involved in the ministry of our church. And after you fill it out, you can drop it in the offering baskets that the ushers will pass and then collect again in the offertory part of our worship service this morning. For our friends who are joining us online, you're invited to go to our church website if you're not already there, burlingtondoc.org. You can download a copy of today's worship bulletin and follow along with us from wherever you find yourself here today. We also invite you to gather up elements of communion so you can gather with us around the Lord's table virtually later on in our worship service. On the very back of your worship bulletin, you see things that are going on in the life of our church, or you can follow along with us on the screen. Pictures have started for our new church pictorial directory. We're so thankful for everyone who has signed up and have taken pictures so far. As pictures started this week, some folks are taking their pictures here in the fellowship hall this morning. There are still slots left, and so if you have not already signed up, contact us in the church office and we'll find a space for you. Everybody is invited to be a part of this, so if you are a member, if you are a friend, however you are a part of our church family, we would love to have you in our church pictorial directory. We're looking forward to Vacation Bible School coming up June 11th through the 15th. You can sign up on our church Facebook page. You can contact the church office. You can also scan the little QR code that is on the back of your worship bulletin today. We're looking forward to a great time for our kids at Vacation Bible School. So we hope that you have this marked on your calendar so you can join us and our kids later on this summer. On Sunday, June the 4th, we're going to be honoring the graduates who are part of our church family, high school, college, master's, certificate program. If you're graduating in this season, we would love to hear from you, and so reach out to us so that we can honor you, we can give thanks to God for you and for all the work that you have done, all the accomplishments you have in your life up to this point. And so we look forward to a great Sunday on June the 4th. Lastly, our library committee is challenging readers of all ages to read one fiction and nonfiction book from our church library, which is down the hall in room 7. Read one fiction, nonfiction by July 2nd, and everyone who reaches this goal will be invited to an ice cream sundae bar later on this summer. And so we love ice cream in the life of our church. We love to give ice cream away, and so it's a nice little challenge put forth. By our library committee, and so we hope that you will accept this challenge and stop by the church library after worship here today.
Please join us in worship.
See you.
precious Lord, reveal your heart to me. Father, holy, 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 holy. I'll bring you more than a song. Into my heart, into my heart. You're looking into my heart, into my heart.
Will you please pray with me? Dear Lord, thank you for all the beauty you surround us with every day that sometimes we take for granted. We give thanks to you, Lord, that we are able to worship you together as one body. Allow us to hear the beauty of your words, and may they speak to our hearts. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. As you are being seated, I invite the children of the church to join me for Children's Moment.
Loves me, this I know, J-E-S-U-S. Oh, for the Bible tells me so, J-E-S-U-S. And he loves me here, and he loves me there, he loves all of us everywhere. Jesus loves me, this I know, J-E-S-U-S.
Good morning, how are you all doing? That is terrific. I want to see if you guys can say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Not bad. Now I want you to grab your tongue and say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Again, not bad, not bad. It's really hard to say that long word while you hold your tongue and speak right. Correct?
Yes.
Yes. Did you know our tongues weigh 2.1 ounces? And are an important part of our body. Without it, we would not be able to communicate. However, sometimes our tongues can get us into trouble. The Bible teaches us that our tongues can be a dangerous part of our body. When we speak, we have the choice to say something positive or hurtful. If we use hurtful words, we may injure another person. And once you say those hurtful words, you can't take them back. We have all heard the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. The truth is, words can hurt. They stick with us, and sometimes forever. They can ruin friendships or make a loved one or a friend sad or mad at us. In James chapter 3, verse 10, it says, from the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brother and sisters, this ought not to be so. We should all think about the words that come out of our mouths and choose kindness and blessings to everyone we talk to. This way, we are honoring God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we know sometimes our tongues can say bad things. Help us to be better followers of yours and speak only good words. Help us to use kind words that are a blessing to those around us. Please be with us in our next conversation that we might think before we talk. We want to spread your love all the time. In your name we pray. Amen.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Your offerings today go to help support programs within the church and in the community as we try to teach about Jesus out into the community. Ultimately, we hope that what you give today, the Lord takes and like loaves and fishes multiplies. Thank you.
Let us pray. God of love and blessing, we give you thanks for the gifts in our lives that give us the ability to live and thrive and share. Bless, O God, these gifts that we share back to you now. We pray that you would multiply them and use them in support of the ministries of this congregation and throughout the community and world. We give you thanks, O God, as we draw into your presence. Worship is a blessing this day, and we are thankful that we are free to worship in public without fear. Gather us in as we may come this morning, possibly feeling weak and lowly, or maybe we're feeling self-righteous. We may be feeling lost and forsaken, or limited by our abilities. No matter how we are feeling today, there is a place for all of us here together. You unite us together as one body, even with all of our uniqueness and differences. Thank you, God, for this day of worship and time together with one another and with you. Lord, we turn to James as our scriptural teacher today. We give thanks that he is direct in his teachings and shares with his readers specific guidance for living life. Today we read James's warnings about the dangers of our speech. Such a small part of us, and yet James reminds us that as small as it is, it can cause enormous effects. We confess that as we consider our own speech and the ways we use our ability to communicate, we often do not use enough care. We often speak too quickly without thinking, and we have the potential to harm others when we do this. Help us to be slow to speak, and help us to recognize the impact of our communication. Help us to be in a state of constant effort to monitor ourselves and use our speech to uplift others and spread positivity. We lift up our prayers today for any in need of your healing and love. We know so many, God, who are going through health hardships, and so we lift those to you now. We pray for all on our prayer list, and we know that you know them and their situations personally. Be with them, give them hope, and help them feel your love in a very real way. Be with all who are going through hard times personally, whether in relationships, work, or otherwise. When we are in the midst of such times, help us to keep our eyes focused on you so that we can have hope and confidence as we work through our hardships. God, we give you thanks for the ways that you bless us each and every day. Help us to have eyes that see our blessings even when things feel bleak. Most special among our blessings, we give you thanks for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We give thanks for his love for all of humanity and for his selfless life and death. We pray all of this in Christ's name, praying together the prayer that he taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of James, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers and sisters, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For all of us make many mistakes. Anyone who makes no mistakes in speaking is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check with a bridle. If we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Or look at ships. Though they are so large that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire, and the tongue is fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of iniquity. It stains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of nature, and is itself on fire by hell. For every species of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species, but no one can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this ought not be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and brackish water? Can a fig tree, my brothers and sisters, yield olives or a grapevine figs? No more can salt water yield fresh. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
We're continuing with our sermon series here today called Let's Talk. We find ourselves in this series because we are in a time of new life in the life of the church. A few weeks ago, we celebrated the empty tomb and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday morning. And so this is the time of new life in all around us. Flowers are blooming and trees are budding and people are sneezing left and right. New life is springing up all over the place. And so it is for us as Christians and people of faith. This post-Easter time of year, this post-Easter season, teaches us about the resurrection of Christ alive in our life. And so, if in your life you are looking for a fresh start or like a new day to come in your life, this is a great time of year to live into it. And so our sermon series is right along with this. In our sermon series, we've been going through the book of James from the very beginning, now into chapter 3. And James is teaching us that as Christians, what we do and what we believe is not only the thing that we do as Christians, but our faith and belief in Jesus Christ affects our speech and the things that we post online, the things that we whisper about somebody else behind closed doors when we think it's just only our friends that hear us. James says being a Christian means that we're involved in a community of faith, and it affects everything that we have and all that we are. And so we hear him today in chapter 3. Now, when I was a kid growing up in the church, some of the most life-changing and faith-forming and spirit-moving experiences took place when I was away at church camp. Like our kids who are here involved in our church, our youth pastor was great, and he invited all of our youth to go and spend a whole week away at camp. And so there at camp, we did all kinds of great things. We met in small groups with students from all over the state. We played games. We went swimming. We ate in the dining hall. We roasted marshmallows. We slept in cabins on creaky old bunks and in dirty old sleeping bags. We sang songs. We had a great time together. And so if you can imagine in your mind's eye, 12-year-old Dave Yonker, who looked like me but had more hair than I have now, then you can imagine me being away at church camp, sitting around a fire with my good friends. And not to be all holy and all, but I remember sitting around those campfire nights and feeling what had to be the Holy Spirit moving in that space. I remember having some of my very first feelings that maybe God was calling me into ministry around those campfire rings. I remember singing old campfire songs like Father Abraham and Peace Like a River, singing some old song that had something to do with all kinds of weird moves and Star Trek and all kinds of weird things. And I remember singing one of our favorite songs from church camp called Pass It On. That's a great one. It says, it only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up in its glowing, for that's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread God's love to everyone, and you want to pass it on. This great song about the Spirit of God starting out small and then growing and spreading and moving through everyone. That's how the Spirit works, the song says. I got to tell you, this song has been going through my head all week long. It's been going through my head not just because the second verse of this song talks about how wonderful spring is with birds and flowers and new life springing up, but I've been thinking about this song because maybe you heard in the reading just a moment ago, James talking about a spark. A spark that lights a fire, that then spreads. He's talking about the very same thing from that old church camp song. But maybe you notice something. Maybe you notice that James is talking less about the warm and fuzzy feeling of God and God being love, less about the gentle breeze of the Holy Spirit, less about Jesus being born inside of our hearts, not even talking about marshmallows and s'mores around the fire. James is less about that as he is more like he's yelling at us. And he's telling us to get our words and life together. Now, let me just kind of step back and pause for a second and say that whenever Pastor Brooke finished reading the scripture, if your first thought, as soon as you came to the last period, if your first thought was, yikes, what are we going to do with this today? If that was your first thought whenever she finished the scripture reading, let me just tell you that you are not alone in feeling this. In fact, Monday morning this past week, whenever I first finished the scripture reading, I was like, okay, all right, yikes. In fact, we plan out scripture themes and series months in advance. And so on Monday afternoon, I was questioning why I picked this series and this sermon here for us today. Because James is laying it on really thick. I mean, listen again to what he's saying. He's saying, not many of you should become teachers and preachers because you know you're judged with greater strictness. Many of us make mistakes. He says, if we put bits in the mouths of horses and make them obey us, it guides their whole body. Or look at ships that are so large the strong winds drive them, and yet they are guided by a small rudder wherever the pilot directs. He says, so also is the tongue a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small little fire, and the tongue is a fire, he says. It stains the whole body, it sets the fire, the cycle of nature, it itself is a fire of hell, he says. Every beast and bird and reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species. But he says no one can tame the tongue, this restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the image of God. From the same mouth, he says, come blessing and cursing. All right, thanks for coming, everybody. Have a great week. Thanks. I hope you all enjoy it. And take this message out to everybody you know. Yikes, he says, with a tongue is fire, this small member with great exploits. I mean, it's like that church camp song. It only takes a spark to get this fire going, but it can burn the whole forest down. And that last little line always kind of drives the point home for me. With the mouth, with the tongue, he says, we both bless God who created us, and we also curse others that God created. It's like you kiss your mother with that mouth, James is almost trying to say to us. Oof, heaven's sakes. It's one of these passages that we want to read and we're like, that was great. I'm going to keep on moving to chapter 4. That was a lot of fun. It makes us squirm in our seat. He's laying it down heavy about blessing and curses, that when we lay into somebody else, it's almost like we're cursing the image of God inside of them. I mean, that's heavy. We know what it's like, of course, to say something, and then as soon as we say it, wish we could take it back. It's like that analogy of like the toothpaste tube, right? I mean, we know what it's like to open it up from the box and pull it out. It is unsqueezed. It is unused. It is a fresh tube of toothpaste. It is full and packed and ready to use. But you know that if you grab it by the middle and you squeeze it like a stress ball, all the contents inside are going to come flying out to the other side of the room. And that certainly is a whole lot of fun to see. I thought about doing a live demonstration in the middle of a sermon here today. You know what it's like to shoot it to the other side of the room. But of course, once it is out, there's no putting it back inside. I mean, you can get a scoop and you can have a spoon, you can have a straw or a funnel or anything, but nothing is getting it back inside that tube. And that's what James is saying. With the words that come out of our mouth, with the blessing that we offer to other people that we've been praying about, we've been asking the Holy Spirit to guide our words, that we can say the right thing at the right time. Those words come from the same place with the things that we say out of anger and frustration that come out as soon as we think them. And so James is saying that as Christians, in a community of faith together, what we say matters as we build each other up or break each other down. James is making us stop to think, because we're known by so many ways in life. We are known by our love, and we are a testimony of the risen Christ moving and alive through us. And as that old saying goes, we might be the only Bible that some people only read in their entire life. And so what we say matters. Blessings and curses altogether matter. We sang a song at the very beginning of worship today. Maybe you're in the sanctuary to sing it or read the words along the screen. It's by the Christian band Casting Crowns. It doesn't go back as far as like Pass It On, but it goes back to like the year 2002. And it was great to sing it today because the words speak to us and teach us with this mental picture that the words say. The lyrics say it's crowded in worship today as she slips in, trying to fade into all the faces. But the girl's teasing laughter is carrying farther than they know. And so if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? If we are the body, why aren't his feet going, showing others that he is the way? I mean, this is it. If we are the body of Christ, why aren't we using our words and our life to build each other up in love, to offer love and grace instead of judgment, to offer words of encouragement and peace and hope instead of anger and division? Why don't we show others that God's love is for all humanity, that all are welcomed into the family of God? I mean, if we get to use our words, then we can use them for good and use them for God. It only takes a spark, the song said, to get a fire going. And soon all those around it get to warm up in its glowing. Because that's how it is with the love of God, that once you've experienced it, it is fresh like spring, and you want to sing, and you want to pass it on. Let us pray. O loving and gracious, steadfast and eternal God, we give you thanks for your Holy Spirit that burns brightly in our midst here today. We pray that your Spirit will fall afresh upon us, that we may experience your love and grace once again, as if for the very first time. We give you thanks, O God, for the book of James and for the difficult teaching that we hear today. We pray that we may hear it once again. Help us to live our lives made in your image. Help us to bless others as we have been blessed by you. Help us, O God, to be people of hope and encouragement, offering grace and love. For we know that you are with us, and not only us, but all of humanity. And so we offer our lives once again to you in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.